For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Good morning. Good Friday morning. Are you excited it's the weekend? I'm pretty excited about it, even though at the time of this recording, it's not the weekend. But I can picture Friday morning, and we're just all getting excited, you know, for the gorgeous weather and to enjoy the weekend, time off from work. But look, we're going to get right to finishing these four things to diffuse a conflict. And make sure you're visiting the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, to upload these for free this whole week on James 4. I was going to say just 4:1, but really the entire chapter, James 4. I'll pick it up next week with James 5 on prayer. But boy, this stuff has just been so powerful. And also, we're starting registration for October the 25th, a daytime retreat out at Ormond Plantation that I'll be giving. We have a blast. I've got a band booked. We're going to have phenomenal food. And I'm working on the message. That's why I'm not giving you the title yet. I'm kind of hinting toward how to get us all in God's presence. When was the last time you just sat at his feet, right? One thing I've desired. And what things hinder us from the presence of God. And man, it's the only way to fortify our inner man. Prayer and meditation on the word. But anyway, so you go to the website and register for that October the 25th. But we're talking about humility. James opens, you know, why are there fights and quarrels among you? We went through all that. You can get those on the website. The answer to pride, the answer to these quarrels, is walk in humility. Well, how do I do that? Four ways. Number one, submit to God, James tells us. Let God be God. Don't worry about who's doing what and who has the upper hand. Forget all that. This is the way the world acts. Submit it to God. You've got to get peace on the inside of you before you're going to operate in peace on the outside. Number two, resist the devil. You've submitted to God. Now resist the devil. Don't you see he is playing on your pride? And this author says, watch out when he plays on wounded pride. Yikes. Just don't be any a part of it. The word resist is a war term. It means get prepared. Stand against it. Right? Stand against all that nonsense. Here comes an argument. Here comes the conflict. It's starting to aggravate you. You feel it starting. You know what? Go somewhere if you have to. Submit to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee. Number three, draw near to God. Get close to God. He'll get close to you. The secret of your strength will always be consecration. Whew! Do you love it? The secret of your strength will always be being close to God, drawing close to Him, consecrate. One author in a commentary says that also is a double reference, meaning draw near to God. Draw near, yes, in physical or location in your heart, but also be like God. Draw near to Him, how He handles things. And we read about Jesus in Philippians, His heart of humility. And number four, ask for forgiveness. That's humility, humbling yourself before the Lord. He'll lift you up. Wash your hands, purify your hearts. Our hands represent our conduct. Our hearts represent our attitudes. Ask for forgiveness instead of quarreling. That's humbling yourself before God. God will lift you up. Four things, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, he'll flee. Draw close to God, he'll come close to you. Wash your hands, purify your hearts. Humble yourself before God and he'll lift you up. Have a great weekend. Put these things to practice. Stop the quarrelings. You can do it. Go to James chapter 4, review, and it'll be on the website. God bless you. Talk to you Monday on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.